to page Reish Chof Tes. It is Simon Sadi Hey, Halacha Yudches, the laws of Eruvei Techumen. By the way, yesterday I went online, tried to find some modern halacha, some applications of Techumen. I searched and searched, I must be entering the wrong search words. The only thing I can find, believe it or not, is a Talmud writes that Rav Herschel Schechter, where he used to go for walks on the George Washington Bridge, and he stopped halfway through the bridge because he felt that's the Tchum of New York.
Even when he goes to Jersey.
He said because he felt that the bridge, he says on the bridge there's a Tchum. Oh, ain't Tchum al-Malam Asara. This is what it says in the story. I don't know if this is true. He says, this Talmud says, Rav Herschacht, he goes for walks on Shabbos on the bridge, and he only goes to a certain point because a certain point is the Tchum Shabbos.
What is the sign? We were always told.
What?
We were always told.
Yeah. Ain't Tchum al-Malam Asara.
That crossing the bridge entirely was too far.
Too far. Mm-hmm. Which bridge?
What about
The
other bridge.
The other bridge. Let's say the Williamsburg Bridge.
The other side.
The Williamsburg Bridge.
It's the Washington Bridge to the Bronx.
Yeah, that's right. And what about Ein Tchum L'Malam Me'Asara? Why don't we say that? Because it's a bridge. It's no longer L'Malam Me'Asara. It becomes part of the earth. Okay, so that's the only thing I can find. That in a Chanami, you got to be very careful. Going across the bridge is not permitted. Going across the bridge of Herzl Shachta only went until Ad Khan. Okay, that's all I can find. Maybe we'll try to bring in. Definitely try to. I have lined up a whole bunch of people for.
I guess we'll cross that bridge. We'll
cross that bridge. Woo!
London Bridge. What a, going down on that move.
I have to write a book, all these puns.
Two thirds of a pun.
But I have some people I've asked to come and say Shi'urim in our Kollel to join us. So hopefully once a week. I don't know, we'll try once in 2 weeks to bring someone down, a guest, to come and say a shir in their field of expertise. So I'll keep you posted. I already asked a few people I come across, and I told them I'm going to pay them a lot of money. Okay, but I got some very positive feedback. So, Yirtz Hashem, stay tuned.
After
After I mention the money, because then they have to show that, you know, that we're really doing it l'shma. Okay, well, we'll see. So stay tuned. Kaimulat halacha yudches, page reish choftes, halacha yudches, kaimulon de'ein tuchum in l'malam esar tfachim. We paskin, there's no such thing as tuchum esar tfachim. L'chein mish above l'sech sinu b'erev Shabbos, a person that goes into a boat an erev Shabbos, kaidem hachnos ha Shabbos, v'holcha sinu afil derech v'chayka mikol mokam g'shigil v'shabbos l'namol, and the ship travels on Shabbos, and the ship docks in a port, the yotza, yeish loy misham al payim amo l'chol tzad. You can travel when you reach your destination, even though you may have traveled on the ship, on this cruise liner, may have traveled hundreds of miles, whatever the story is, and you've certainly left more than 2,000 miles from your original destination. It doesn't matter. We do not consider you to have traveled. We do not consider that when you have gone anywhere, because since most of the sea is above 10 tefachim, that part of the area of the sea that's above 10 tefachim does not go into the calculation of your 2,000 amas. You were never going to shvisa to the place where you reach dry land. Period. So therefore, that's the halacha. And therefore, you never. So it's, if I'm not mistaken, it seems that you have to be. The ship has to be above 10 tefachim when Shabbos begins. So if you're in a port, I mean, all ports today are. Are deep, you know, you're not going to dock a boat in anything that's less than 10 tefachim. The boat's going to get stuck.
Above what?
Above the
seabed.
Seabed. So you were never kind of shvitsa. You were on a ship. The water does not count. Water is not, in the laws of tchumen, is not considered to be, it doesn't exist. We look at the place of shvitsa, dry land, earth, which is lower than 10 tfachim from where you are positioned. You're floating above the earth through the means of water. So you were never kind of shvitsa. The first time you were kind of shvitsa, you step foot upon dry land, that will be your place where you're kind of shvitsa. And that's going to happen on Shabbos. When you get off the boat and step forth on dry land, there's no longer a gap of 10 tfachim. So that's going to be your shvitsa. And you have from that location 2,000 amas on all four sides.
Same for a plane, no?
So if you're on a plane on Shabbos, which happens not so uncommon to be trapped on a plane on Shabbos because it's bad weather. So then you can see that. Let's go look at a case. Let's say the plane is in the air on Shabbos begins. Plane flight was delayed, and then they're circling. There's a lot of traffic in the airport, so they're circling, and you're on the plane on Shabbos, so you're not going to Shvitsa. So the first place you're going to go to Shvitsa is when the plane hits the ground. Now there are problems because the runways are massive.
But you're still with all the
height of the plane. So I don't know the answer, because when you're in a wagon and the wagon is above 10 tfachim and the wagon is attached to the ground, it could be your kind of shvitsa. The only exception is water. What? If it stops.
Right.
So it does, it does come to a point where it stops. When the plane, I don't know, it all depends. Every situation is different. You can't generalize. You go to Eretz Yisrael, the amount they have to taxi to get to the airport, they have a new airport now,
yeah.
Goes on and on.
Yeah, but it's
the problem. The stopping is the problem.
So let's say they stop. Let's say Lu Yitzuya, the plane lands. This happens, right? The plane lands and they stop. They stop for 10 seconds, they stop for 5 minutes until they're given permission to go to taxi to the runway. That can happen. So let's say you for sure stopped. Okay? You for sure stopped. L'chayru yukayin ha-shvisa. I'm just guessing. Plane is delayed. What? Why? You're definitely very, very high up. Yeah, okay. These are the issues. Okay.
Another thing, travel.
Okay, but when you are on a plane, even though you're way, way up there, because from the ground, from the wheels of the plane, all the way until where you're sitting is, but since you're all part, you're all attached to something that's rooted in the ground, I'm assuming, maybe I'm wrong, you're kind of shvitsa. That's not called above 10 tfachim. Above 10 tfachim means when you're floating, there's no connection.
If you go on a train, you're above 10 tfachim.
Maybe you're right. So then why on the bridge?
Really, to get that gola.
Maybe the agolas are lower than 10 tfachim. The agolas were not very high. The agolas. Okay, I don't know the answer. Believe that they will check into this.
The runway is mukefas, which are low. Has a fence around.
Oh, the runway. So he's saying the runway has mukefas. Saying a very good point. It's mukefas chayma. It's a very good point. That's a fantastic point. So then, what? No, it's not. L'chor for sure. By then, they for sure have it. What? What? There's no fences around them, mechitzas around the entire, the whole runway. In New York, there is. Someone can just drive in. Make a very good point.
The airports have fences around.
Now they have. Years ago, they didn't. Years ago, they didn't. But now...
Every airport I've been to has a fence.
What?
It's more than 4,000 feet to each runway.
No, so that's the point. So it doesn't make a difference. If you're in a city that's walled, a walled city, the whole thing is called your shvitsa. So if you go, you land in the desert. I don't know, they take you, who knows, you go to Jordan, who knows where they have. They probably... and you're landing somewhere, and they taxi for miles. They're taxing for miles. So then, I'm just bringing out the issues. Maybe you're right.
We have, if your plane lands in the city,
yeah.
You only have the city. You don't have even
So let me discuss another question. This is not so uncommon when the plane is delayed. There's a weather. I was reading one of these stories on the online list and looking for the Tchum Shaila. And the person was describing the story when he came from Mexico and there was a storm. They landed in New York. They landed in New York Erev Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos, and they said no one can leave the plane. We're going there. This destination was maybe Boston or somewhere up north. I don't know, wherever it was. Destination was somewhere further up north, and the plane landed in New York, and they said no one is getting off the plane. We're just waiting here until the storm passes. And then it's on the plane, and then the plane first took off after Shabbos began. So where was he kind of shvitsa when Shabbos began? In New York. That's klar, right? You kind of, unless you want to tell me that since the plane where you're sitting is above 10 tefachim, I don't know, you probably find this in machlokes. All of these type of things, you'll find many different opinions. If he's above 10 tefachim, above the ground, but let's make believe that, since the plane is on the ground, so he's kind of shvisa in New York, and then the plane first leaves, takes off 9 o'clock at night, when it's already Shabbos, and then the plane arrives in Boston, 11 o'clock, Friday night, he's got a big problem. Because since when Friday began, Shabbos can be Nashmashos, he was in New York, he was held hostage on the plane. They don't let off the plane in New York, he was really planning to arrive in Boston 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But everything got delayed. And he's kind of shvisa now in New York. And then the plane first takes off in New York on Shabbos, begins and arrives in Boston, and you come to Boston, you got a big problem. You're not going nowhere. On Shabbos, you're going to be spending the whole Shabbos in the hotel.
On the plane.
Not on the plane. On the plane. They're going to throw you off the plane. They're going to throw you off the plane no matter what. But the question is, you're now outside of your tchum. You're outside of your tchum. You're in one big bais. You're in one big airport. So I'm just assuming that you can stay in the airport. But once you leave the airport, you're already outside the tchum. So you can't, you're real limited what you can do for the remainder of Shabbos. This is an interesting case. Another scenario is where the person where they arrived Shabbos. That's a very good case. The plane is delayed, and you're in the air on Shabbos. When Shabbos begins, you're 30,000 feet. There's no tchum in 30,000 feet. L'chol hades. And then the plane lands on Shabbos. You got the whole city. And this happens. The story where the person came to Crown Heights, the Lubavitcher family, they had four kids. They arrived in New York on Shabbos. They were in the air when Shabbos began because of the delay, and they were in the air. So the family was in a panic. They sent a car service with a guy to bring them food and clothing and everything. And the guy right away took the kids into the car and drove them to Crown Heights. The parents decided they're not going to go in the car on Shabbos, even though they probably they could. They don't want to go on Shabbos. Zilzul Shabbos. They couldn't stay in the airport. I don't know why. The story is they walked 5 hours, 11 miles. They walked 11 miles. Mishigas. 11? Who would want to walk 11 miles? I couldn't walk even 1 mile. What? Yeah, there are a lot of solutions. Don't ask me. Ma'isa Shahoya, maybe because of their children, they wanted to be with their children. Ma'isa Shahoya Kahoya, they were in the air when Shabbos began. They landed. Guy came, took the kids. The parents didn't want to go. The parents wanted to walk. They walked 11 miles, but they were allowed to walk because of this halacha, they were not kind of shvisa. If they were in the airport on Friday morning, Friday when Shabbos began, they would delay at another airport, and they would first take off when Shabbos began, then they would be stuck. Then they were kind of shvisa in one location, and then the plane leaves and takes them to another location, then they're in trouble. And that's what it says. You have to be in the ship before Shabbos begins. That's how the halacha begins. The person is b'soich hasvina be'er of Shabbos. That's how this halacha begins. So if you're not going to shvisa. Let's go further.
The third being up there 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
So that's like Dalar Abbas.
In the Svina, yeah, that you can walk the whole, you can walk, there's no shvisa,
yeah,
nothing
what
there.
I'm saying, once you lived, you've only gone down the Ramis from Boston.
Oh, so you want to say 1,996.
Yeah.
No, I think you get the 2,000. You're not kind of shvisa at all. You're nothing. In the air, there's no shvisa. The first time you kind of shvisa is when you hit ground.
Kennedy.
Okay, and Kennedy, you give out a good point. There's a wall, there's got to be a wall around the whole Kennedy. No question. No question about it. No question about it. It's great events. But are there any breaches? Are there any breaches more than
just the water?
Are there any breaches more than that? Okay, even if there's a breach, it's a Pesach. 20 feet. There are 20 feet. 20 feet. If there's an opening that's more than 20 feet. But it's still called a wall. It's not closed. Okay, it's completely sealed, so you have the entire area, and then you have to deal with the city. Okay, these are different interesting.
You're
issues.
In
I don't
the
know.
City.
Let's see. You have the whole city, right? So you have 2,000 hours from the end of the city. You're in the city. Once you're in the city, so you have the whole city, and then at the end of the city, until the Williamsburg Bridge, you can walk. And then on the Williamsburg Bridge is where the city ends, then you have to go. You can't go more than 2,000 hours.
The Williamsburg Bridge.
I'm sorry, not the Williamsburg Bridge. I mean, just joking. GW Bridge.
Right.
2,000 hours is not so much. So you go across the Williamsburg, going across the Williamsburg Bridge is not more than 4,000 hours? For sure.
I think when they 4,000 feet. Manhattan and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They overlap, so.
when you square out Manhattan and Brooklyn, yeah.
When they're going to overlap.
The tchum of each one.
Right. So therefore,
they overlap the tchum of each one. But even if the tchum overlaps, I don't think we always apply. You have to have 72 thirds. I don't know. Okay, we have to search more.
Because people took more than a week to travel.
Of course.
This is
very common. Very common. The whole question is what
you don't have to deal with. But you shouldn't really.
But it happens. It definitely happens. Like we mentioned, all these things are becoming more and more complex. With we mentioned yesterday with the drones, this is becoming really halacha l'maisa. Deliveries. This is going to become reality. Give it a couple of years. All your merchandise will come through. And not, I don't know in New York, in New York City, with all the buildings, but go to Lakewood. Listen, you go to Lakewood, it's not so far-fetched to say that people in Lakewood are going to have, in 10 years from now, will have deliveries to their homes by air, by drones. And you're going to have shilas of chutz l'tchum and l'malam e'asar t'vachim.
Any piece of anything you order now is going to be halal.
El Al. Let's go, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't there the case where the rabbi
supposed to be in Jordan?
Yeah. I don't know the details. And they walked home?
They walked home. They had a walk.
They landed on, I don't know what happened. They landed on Shabbos. Where were they?
The belt. The belt is definitely more than the chum from Howard Beach to Knesset.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I really don't know. You're asking me a good question.
It's in the city. It's all part of the city.
But what's the city? The halachic definition, that's very clear. That's one thing I saw in many few places. The halachic definition of a city is not the same as what New York City defines as a city. What the government defines as a city does not refer to halacha. Halacha has its own set of rules.
You may
discover that New York City and halacha is considered to be 5 different cities. 20 different cities. You have to go study the geography, the study of where people are living and the distance between one place and another place.
Floyd Bennett Field, where there's no bias, where nobody lives in there. So that's like Chutz L'tchum from Brooklyn?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that's good for Bill Harper, yeah, because you work in Bill Harper.
I don't know. It does seem to be a problem. Like you mentioned, back Lawrence. It does seem that there are major issues. They definitely, you follow what it says here. There are major issues. You can't walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos after a place that's called a yishuv was part, unless the exception is a walled city. If it's not a walled city, the city ends at the last house. Oh, but you're going to tell me that go down 3 miles, you'll find another couple of houses? Yeah, that's a new city. In halacha, that's considered a new city. A city doesn't have to be 8 million people. Let's see further. We have, let's finish up this halacha when we discuss the Masar B'Teves. Ki mistama ha-be'ilus ha-sfina hi yutam al-ma'alam yasar tfach me'akarka v'loi kona shvi sa'ad ha-mokam shumul ba la-yabasha. Aval imu sech ha-shabas yotze ben ha-sfina v'choz da v'nichmas l'sech. But if on Shabbos you left the sfina, the ship has docked at a port, and you leave the ship, so you were kona shvi in this city, and then all aboard, we're traveling further. We're continuing our next leg of the journey. Ein loy sham ela arba amos, like the examples I gave you, the modern examples of the planes. V'kedin yoytzei chutz l'tchum, like leaving the tchum. V'chein m'chois asfina b'shabes mokam echad. The Shabbos is in one location. Ein sham asar tvachim. Okay, the ship was docked in a place where there's less than 10 tvachim. Ad akarko kana sham shvisa v'yim istabik m'chois b'mokam kazeh oylo azin l'kula. If you do not know if the ship was 10 tvachim above the ground, then you can go. Then you can go l'kula. Let's see. Finish up the last halacha, Shem's halacha. Ches, just one thing about it. Dein chum l'malam yasar tvachim ayin b'shut Rabbi Kiv Eger. De mayim hanikrashim uve amkam yud tvachim, frozen waters. Let's say it's the winter. The water is frozen. Uve amkam yud tvachim. De lahatur is off. Tevagin Avram. To karush mevatal l'mechitz. We actually learned this. Remember we learned this when we learned of Ervin. We learned this, that it's something that is frozen according to the Turizov and the Magen Avram. If it's karush mevatal l'mechitzos, ke'arus smichtadami, it's earth. Aval l'shar, so according to them, then you don't apply the rule of l'mala me'asara tach. If you're on a ship and the ship is stuck in an iceberg, if you're on the Titanic, then, and someone comes to rescue you, okay, someone comes to rescue you, says, sorry, I can't go more than 2,000 knots. Because ice is called, is mevatel the tchum. However, However, aval l'shor acharoinim sham shesigul al zed. Not everyone agrees to this. The pasuk the korish kedin ma'im. No, it's not so. The rescuers will tell you that we don't hold that shita. We hold that frozen water is still considered water. So if you're not going to shvis, not going to shvis, so it's unlimited where you can go. Near the yesh lahakol gam kein liin tchumin imhu imhu l'mayla me'asaru kumo b'mayim mamish. The ayin b'chudusha b'kivi ego the aflat who is the rabbi gnav from the yesh l'tzad b'zel lahakol. Even those that are machmir, you can be makel. When it comes to you can makel. Came with the harbi anoshim. Miss Bachtim Leilich al Gabov. Since people there's a whole new of alumna shachidish, you really hold that it's solid. Try to walk on it. You the Magen Avraham that told me that it's called ice. Will the Magen Avraham himself be willing to walk on it? Walk on the ice? I don't think so. So that goes to show that it's not really ice. It's not really solid. They're afraid to walk on it. Miss Bachtim Leilich al Gabov v'loy nichal l'tashmishay. People are not happy to use it. Yesh loymar bo the aim to chumen. So you can be makel. But I guess in the North Pole it's all water. Isn't that what it is?
Greenland.
This is ice. Is land or ice?
Ice.
No land. There's no soil. There is land, but there are parts.
Antarctica.
Is Antarctica land or just ice? Just ice. Is mamish no gush. No gush. Okay. So now lachor. Everyone agrees. Lachor. That type of ice. Misha, you're not afraid you're going to sink in. The ayin b'shut mahri asad. Okay, we have again the mahri asad. The chamor the ayin tochum l'mal me'asor who adin l'mata me'asor mitachas aritz ayin bo yisut chum a new chesh a tremendous chesh a tunnel. There's no din tochum l'mata me'asor ayin bo yisut chum. Okay, it's a very big chesh. A tunnel. Underground, below ground level of a ditch, a tunnel. There's no tchumen. That's what it says. So you go in a tunnel, go in a train. Yeah. What about going to the battery tunnel? Battery tunnel is more than 4,000 feet for sure. It's a very long tunnel. It's one of the longest tunnels in the world, they say. It's the second longest in the world. Very long. So it says the ein boy iser tchum. You can walk the entire thing. The ein b'shut chasam sofer do Israel al mislas abarzel chum ibnei tchumen. Railroads going on a train. So what is the prohibition mishum tchumen? So Mayor, what about your question? But where you're sitting on the train is way above ten tefachim. The ein b'tver to show the lisa b'shabbos al mislas abarzel ein boy ein shvo shemheder afilu yiyu shulav gavoya yos me'asara tefachim. Even though your legs, your feet are higher than ten tefachim, afilu. Since it's easy to travel, he's saying that it's not a matter of it's easy to walk on the train. You can walk up and down. So what? On a plane, it's also easy to walk. You never heard this. You go on a plane, right? You go on a plane. What's the big deal? You go up and down. You don't even know you're on a plane.
Yeah,
you have such
connected.
What? Doesn't say that. I know, but he doesn't say this. That's so interesting. Over here, he's saying a very big thing. What's the whole time? Why? Why go on water? It's not called chum. It's not because of the water. It's because you can't walk there. It's lo niach tashmishay. He's eating himself.
You can walk on the boat.
You can walk on a boat. Okay, so why does he say this? So why is a locomotive any different? Why is a train any different? A train is a boat also. What's the difference? I don't know. A combination of two factors. That the water.
Train is on land, though.
Yeah. So he's saying. But the train is on land. Even though your feet are above 10 tefachim. Okay, I don't know more on this. He's saying over here, when you go on a train according to all opinions appears to be saying over here that you are above 10 tefachim, that it's called the Yekoyne Shvisa, and you cannot travel on a train on Shabbos, because wherever the train begins on Shabbos, that's where Yekoyne Shvisa, and then when you arrive at your destination, you are outside of the tefachim. And talking about trolleys, there are more in Yonim of this sugya, electronic wagons which go back and forth on Shabbos. If you're allowed to go on them on Shabbos, so basically
the
saying is
the city itself,
what? Right. So therefore, you don't have a problem of tchum. There's no problem of tchum Shabbos. So is there any prohibition? We discussed this. We learn here, Louis, a lot of pieces. The she'arim of Malachi basically said, if you don't have to pay, then b'diavad you can go on them on Shabbos.
The battery tunnel.
Yeah.
There's no tchum in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Brooklyn and Manhattan are really the same city.
Possibly, you're right.
It has
mechitzos. It has, but everything b'lamala miyud has mechitzos.
Yes, that's another point.
That it's all going to be one big dalet amos. But anyway,
bridges
has mechitzos. Bridges also have walls, right? Why don't you say that? Do they have halachic walls? are the gaps, so they really have a lechora, they do, right? A bridge lechora has a halakha, well, it's 10 tefachim high, there are no openings, they only want to jump.
No, and also it has a cover.
A cover.
So like a,
I don't know, I really don't know. I tried yesterday for a period of time to find something, and I couldn't come up with anything. I couldn't find any modern halachas.
A bridge is at least...
We have to get someone, we believe that there, I have to speak to Rabbi Alman. Rabbi Alman, I think he has contacts for us. To bring someone down, maybe he himself. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a 2-minute break, we'll talk about Asar B'Tevis, and then we'll... Right, yeah. But when you're sitting on the train, you're sitting a 10th tefachim above the ground.
You're connected to the ground,
right. That's the Chora why.